Welcome to this electrifying tutorial on enhancing your drum buses in the world of drum and bass. Whether you're looking to make your beats punchier, cleaner, or more cohesive, this lesson guides you through some practical techniques using Ableton Live. By the end, you'll have a drum bus that not only supports the energy and intensity of your tracks, but also maintains clarity in your mixes. So, let's dive in. First up, let's set up your drum rack. Start by creating a new MIDI track and load up a drum rack. This is your playground for all things drums. Fill it with your favorite DNB samples. For your kick, go for a punchy, short sound like an Amen-style kick that captures that classic feel. Then, choose a snappy snare, perhaps a classic landslide snare, which will give you a nice reverb or tail. And finally, don't forget the hi-hats. Choose bright open and closed hi-hats to really add that essential groove. Now that your samples are in place, let's group your drums. Select your kick, snare, and hi-hat tracks, then right-click and choose Group Tracks. Name this group Drum Bus. Labeling is key. It keeps everything organized so you can work efficiently. Next, we'll move on to processing your drums. Start by adding Ableton's compressor to glue your drums together. For your settings, try a ratio of 4:1. An attack of about 5 milliseconds, and a release around 50 milliseconds. Adjust the gain to taste so you maintain that all-important volume. Once you've got compression in place, add a EQ8 after the compressor to carve out any unwanted frequencies. Set a low shelf to cut below 30 Hz. This helps keep your mix tidy. Then, apply a high cut to roll off frequencies above 16 kHz, which helps maintain the focus on your powerful low end. Now here's a fun optional step. Parallel processing. Duplicate your drum bus and set the volume to -10 dB for some subtle blending magic. On this duplicate, insert a saturator. For settings, aim for a drive between 4 to 6 dB for warmth, and adjust the output to avoid any clipping. This gives that extra bite without overpowering your original sounds. We'll wrap things up with a bit of reverb. Create a return track and insert a reverb with size set to around 30%, a pre-delay of 40 milliseconds, and a decay time of 1.2 seconds. Send a small amount of your snare and hi-hats to this reverb. You want to create space without sacrificing punch. It's all about balance. Now let's touch on automation and dynamics. Throughout your arrangement, automate the mix levels of your drum bus, especially during breakdowns or drops. This creates excitement and keeps your listeners engaged. But watch out for common mistakes. Avoid overcompressing your drums. It can crush their unique character. Start lightly and adjust gradually. Also, keep an ear out for phase issues. Drums need to work together effectively to keep the mix crisp. And remember, too much reverb can steal your punch, so be judicious. For those aiming for darker or heavier DNB vibes, consider layering different kicks for a more impactful sound. And don't be shy about adding subtle distortion or noise textures to enhance your kick or snare. Sidechain compression can also provide that extra thump against the bass. As a mini practice exercise, take a previously finished DNB track and apply the drum bus processes we've covered. Take the time to /B test with and without the processing to hear the differences. Focus specifically on clarity and punch. Congratulations! You've not only learned how to build a powerful drum bus in Ableton Live tailored for drum and bass production, but you've also picked up some valuable skills for enhancing your mixes. Keep experimenting and developing your sound. Now get out there and create some killer beats. You've got this.